Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Today is the first episode. My name is Jay and the next person next to me, his name is Jack. Why don't you say hi, Jack?
Hey, hi, Jack.
What? I didn't mean that in particular, but I guess that's okay. This show is dedicated to the show Lost, and I guess like most of you guys that are listening, we're all pretty addicted to it. Don't you think we're addicted to it, Jack?
I just wish the show would end so I get my life back.
Well, you didn't really have a life to begin with, did
that's
you?
True. I am married.
Exactly. All right, so a lot of things have happened this season. This is a new season. A lot of new things are coming up. We've had two episodes, Man of Science, Man of Faith, and Adrift. And this show, we're going to hopefully try and explain things to you, and hopefully you guys can explain to us if you want to drop us a line at lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's the way you get a hold of us. Or you can call Jack, but he probably won't answer because he doesn't have a phone. So why don't you tell him why you don't have a phone there, Jack?
I'm addicted to this show Lost. I can't keep a job because I'm thinking about Lost all the time. Every time they come up with a different theory. I'm just confused. I'm lost.
Well, I think that is the premise of the show. That's why it's called Lost.
Oh, really?
Maybe, possibly. Wow. I don't know why. But anyways, the first episode this season, we had Man of Science, Man of Faith, which brought in a lot. It brought the Hatch, and it brought a little bit into Jack's past. But I think everybody wanted to know what the Hatch was. Didn't you want to know what the Hatch was?
I want to know what was inside the Hatch. Yes, I did.
Because didn't you have a theory or something like that? Some kind of theory about the Hatch?
On the Hatch?
Yeah. All right, yeah, so why don't you tell us your theory about the Hatch there?
Well, my one theory about the Hatch is the cable that Saeed found in the first season.
Yeah.
Definitely has to have something to do with the Hatch, but I haven't figured it out
yet. What is that, like his basic cable or something like that?
Basic cable, power source. It has something to do with the Hatch, but I've not been able to figure it out yet.
I wonder if it gets like digital cable or something.
Could be.
I mean, enough about the Hatch, but, you know, the title of the episode is Man of Science, Man of Faith, which I think is the battle, or not battle, but the two sides of between Jack, Man of Science,
definitely.
Man of Faith, is Locke, in my opinion.
Most definitely.
But, I mean, Locke, he's, I don't know, I mean, I like Locke, he's a cool guy, you know, he's like Mr. Miyagi or something like that. But, I mean, what's going on? What do you think? I mean...
I think Locke has faith because he's been given a second chance at life. He's able to walk again.
Yeah.
So he has faith in what he believes in, and that's why he's, you know, definitely down the Hatch, he was definitely gaining the trust of Desmond.
Well, that's actually in the next episode. We're not talking about that one yet.
Oh, we're not talking about that yet, then?
Yeah, so you messed up the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
But anyways, we'll talk about that later when we're talking about Adrift. But when we're talking about Locke and his ability to walk, if we're going to the flashback that Jack had about his girl, I can't remember the girl's name. You know the girl's name?
Sarah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Sarah. Anyways, I mean, there has to be a connection between the fact that Sarah could get her walking back and Locke could get her walking back. And that really brings the introduction to Desmond, a new character, a very pivotal character, I think. But is there a connection between Desmond, the fact that he's in the Hatch, and that Sarah can walk again and Locke can walk again? I mean,
No, there's no connection? I don't think so. I think they want you to believe that, but no. They're going somewhere else with that.
There's no connection?
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, all right, I can understand that.
I could be wrong, but you have to look for the... It's too obvious, and Lost is not about being obvious. It's something hidden.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that's it.
You don't think...
Nope.
Well, also, I mean, you don't have to listen to just our opinions. If you want to send in your own opinion, once again, our email address is lostpodcast@gmail.com. So just send us your theories or comments once again. But back to the subject at hand, we have two people that can walk again. And miraculously, they're all connected to either Jack or Desmond in some way. But as Jack, our show Jack, said, there's probably not a connection. And, for those of you who don't know, Jack here, he is a TV show and movie theorist who can pretty much get anything. Isn't that right?
Yes, but I cannot figure out Lost.
Well, that and I think A Sixth Sense, you never figured that
no,
out.
No, I was wrong with The Sixth Sense. I'm totally blown away by that. But it was the only movie I've never been able to figure out.
And actually, at the end of the show, we're going to have Jack's crackpot theory of the week where he'll say his amazing, amazing theory that I think makes no sense, but... obviously, he has some kind of sick gift, so he'll be able to say his theory and see if it's right or not. But, I mean, the main conclusion, the Man of Science, Man of Faith, was the, you know, huge end when Jack discovers, once he gets down into the Hatch, that there is, in fact, Desmond in the Hatch holding Locke at gunpoint, which is just, you know, pretty pivotal, if you ask me, don't you think?
I think so.
And then that pretty much leads on to the next episode of Drift, which for some people was a big disappointment because it was somewhat of a rehash. But in my opinion, I think it fills in the stories of gaps. Instead of going with Jack going down the hatch, we learn about Locke and his experiences down the hatch. And we also get to find out about the three raft castaways on the raft, that being Sawyer, Jin, and Michael. And unfortunately, Walt, who was taken by the others. But first off, we have Locke going down the hatch. And to me, I found that Locke pretty much had everything under control, don't you think?
Oh, most definitely. Locke is the man.
Yes, I think Locke for president is in order. But I think it just shows how people think Locke is some crazy maniac, but I think he's a lot more stable than Jack is at some points, don't you think?
I think so, but as far as president, it depends on what his stance on taxes are.
Yeah.
I want lower taxes.
Lower taxes? I mean, who doesn't? Lower gas, actually, would be nice.
Most definitely on that one.
But basically what we're saying here is that Locke is the man and Jack isn't. I think we all can agree to that. Also, we get to learn about Kate and what happened to her, because all we knew is that she was gone, basically, in last week's episode.
She steals candy bars.
Yeah, and we get to see this special logo, and it says either Dharma or Pharma on it. Can't really tell for sure. We have HDTV, so we get to see it in pretty good detail. And basically, we're just seeing a lot of new stuff. And when she went into the room where Locke put her into, we see a lot of food, and she takes an Apollo candy bar. Now, do you think this is just, you know, red herring?
I thought it was something about the 70s with the Apollo missions or something else, but I think it's just the producers of Lost and writers trying to trick us into thinking that that means something.
Yeah.
I don't think it means anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those things they probably threw in there to screw everybody up.
It messed me up for a while trying to think about it, but I've dropped it. I don't think it means anything.
Yeah. And to go back... Well, we figure out Desmond. He's in the hole. We learn a little bit about Desmond.
Desmond is going nuts. Basically.
Yes, he is going nuts. And one quote he says that is kind of shocking in particular, he says, is the world still out there?
Yeah.
And this leads a lot of different questions, one of them being, you know, was he in there for a doomsday prediction?
He also said about, are the other survivors, are they sick?
Yeah, are they sick?
So does that mean there was chemical warfare or something like that?
Plus, he took those drugs in the first episode of this season, and maybe that's something to do
something
like that. And as we go back to that, we get to see, it basically leads up to where we saw last week was Jack saying, you, because he realizes it's him. But we get a little bit more of a shot on Desmond, and we see it kind of looks like in his face that he doesn't know Jack. Did you kind of see that a little bit? He kind of hesitated a little bit?
He hesitated, but I think he had that little smile at the end.
Yeah.
A little like, I got you, or something like that.
So it's leads to a lot of theories about Desmond and his connection to the characters. Will we see Desmond in other flashbacks? I mean, we don't really know yet.
No, we don't know.
But in the case of Lost, I mean, you can never really know. To get back to the other part of that episode, which was probably the main focus of the episode, was the Raft survivors, which was focused on Michael and Sawyer, and Jin was pretty much non-relevant in the story in the beginning because he wasn't in it. But we find out about Michael and his case with his child. And
I'm not a fan of his ex-wife.
Yeah, his wife.
Well, technically,
he wasn't married
to her, but
girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Mama's daddy or something.
Walt's mom.
Walt's mom.
I'm not a fan of Walt's mom.
But, you know, she seemed kind of, you know, adamant about making sure she took Walt. Is that a connection to Claire, maybe, in the way she was about her kid?
Well, you know, Michael's an artist.
Yep.
Claire's boyfriend was an artist, so there's got to be some connection there.
And plus, to me, when I looked at the library... Or not the library, but the lawyer's office that they were in. It looked strikingly familiar to the same place that Claire was signing away her baby.
Yeah, it did. I agree.
So, I mean, is that another one of those, you know, red herrings throwing us off? Or is that one a subtle one that maybe we should have paid attention to?
It could be. I don't know where to go with it right now.
It's still maybe a little bit
too early. Haven't figured that one out yet.
In the series. And we basically get to see Sawyer and Michael, you know, not get along. What else is new there?
But Sawyer did save Michael's life.
Yes, and I'm surprised he didn't throw it in his face. I don't know why he always does that.
I mean,
you
right
know?
Smack on the lips. He was right there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He was hammering.
I know there are a lot of women out there that were pretty jealous of that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm sure there's a lot of men, too.
Not me. I'll pass. Let me die.
But also, another thing, they were on that raft, and we saw a shark. Now, some people didn't see this, but to me and Jack, we watched this show very carefully. And as the shark was passing by towards the end of the episode, we saw that Dharma logo on the shark. This is, I think, it's pretty huge.
If it was a real shark.
Exactly. Is it a real shark? I mean, even you said how slow it went after him.
Slow and after went after him. The bullet, when Michael shot him, a bullet was able to chase him away.
I mean, you've seen Jaws. That shark got shot like a million times and it still kept on going after him.
That was a bigger shark, but still.
Yeah. Well, you know, shark's a shark.
Exactly.
And we saw that logo, and it leads to believe that this is some kind of maybe government organization or something along those lines.
Still haven't figured that one out. That's the mystery of Lost.
Yep. And the next thing that leads us about this island and Dharma in general is the character Lenny, who Hurley got the numbers from originally. Now, in the first season, they discussed how he was on a Navy outpost with his friend, and they heard it over they transceived it over the radio waves. But Jack has a certain theory about this and how maybe.
I think Lenny and his friend were in the hatch before Desmond.
Yeah.
And that's how they went crazy.
And then I think that connects the whole government to everything too, possibly.
It could be.
I mean, you don't really know. And. It basically states, once again, Lost leaves us we don't know what's going on. We're lost in this show. And we're lost in the show we're taping right now, because we don't know what's going on. But this leads us to the momentous occasion of the week, the crackpot theory of the week by Jack, because, you know, he thinks he's the best. Well, I think this show will best him, but... We're gonna go to his theory, and let me do a little drum roll here.
On the last episode of last season, when Locke is sitting on the plane, he looks up at Jack as Jack's boarding the plane, like he knows him. But Jack gives him this kind of like charity hello look, and Locke has this look like, okay, he doesn't recognize me. I think at one point, we're gonna find out that Locke was Jack's patient. That's what I think.
It's a possibility, but I think that's a little far-fetched, don't you think?
Well, Jack's busy man, waits on a lot of people, and in fact, one of my theories at one point that there was no Sarah, that it was Locke that he was operating on, and not Sarah, and this whole flashback of him being married has no relevance. It's Locke. He's just blocked it out. Because Locke has always acted like he's known Jack.
Yeah. But then again, Locke is pretty, all-knowing.
He is all-powerful. That's true.
Well, I guess that's why we call it the Crackpot Theory of the Week. And for you guys listening to the show, this is the first show, and we need your help, too, to make this show even better. Just send us in your emails. I mean, Jack, why don't you tell them about that?
Yeah, so your help would be greatly appreciated. We're at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, so for those of you who have your theories, your comments, anything, just go ahead and drop us a line, and we'll be glad to put it on the show. Because this show is about for you, the fans, to learn the theories, so maybe stuff you missed on the show. So
the more dorks, the merrier.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I like it. Now, so that's our show for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is Perplexin Media Productions, and it's copyright 2005 by Perplexin Media. So thank you, and hope you enjoyed the show. Bye.
Goodbye.